Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines, and boy, do we have a cast of Thanksgiving characters for you today. We've got a new guy manning the tech booth. Hey, new guy.
Matt.
New guy Matt is doing that. He's got a little helper. Craig is going to help him out today. Vinny Driscoll, of course, is in the house. He's going to be answering phone calls 215-953-4979. Give us any marketing questions you have. How to market your business better in 2011. If you call us with a question and we put you on the air, Kathy, what are we going to give you?
A $25 Visa gift card.
And who doesn't want that right about now?
I want one.
Yes, you do. You can't have one, though. Kathy Houston, editor of Advantages Magazine, is here. Hello. And you're our only regular character. Oh, well, actually, I should say, Andy is on the phone. We've got his picture represented in his chair here. Good morning, Andy. What are you doing in Tuckahoe?
I'm just getting ready to read the news to you guys.
You getting a start on that Thanksgiving turkey?
Yeah, it's coming out of the freezer right now. It's probably not early enough. But
it's not early enough.
Oh, no, you're in trouble.
Well, we'll be having Thanksgiving on Saturday then.
All right, CJ Minica is here. He's the editor of Wearables Magazine. How are you, CJ?
I'm doing good, Melinda. How are you doing?
Good. You're cooking a turkey this year?
No, I do not do the cooking of the turkey.
Married, you realize, so eventually you're going to have to learn how to cook.
Oh, my wife will do the cooking of the turkey in that case.
Aha, uh-huh. So you'll uh-huh. be cleaning then.
So you're a male chauvinist pig.
I'll do the cleaning, though, so it'll be equal.
All right, Dana Rehm is here. She's manager of education. She's going to give us some exciting news in a little bit. How are you, Dana?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. Are you cooking this year?
I am actually preparing my first side dish and taking it to kind of like
a side dish.
And I'm actually really nervous about it because it's for a really, really big Thanksgiving that everybody's bringing a side dish.
So what is your side? Like corn?
No, I'm actually going to make a pumpkin cauliflower casserole.
Ooh, that pumpkin sounds delicious.
Wow, and very risky, I think, for your first
side dish.
I've made
it once before, okay. So fingers crossed everybody will like it.
All right, Lawrence Bassinet, Executive Director of Research, is here. How are you, Larry?
I'm wonderful. Today's my Friday.
Today's your Friday?
Today's because I have tomorrow off.
Oh, that's good. And you'll be cooking?
And I will be cooking and cleaning.
And you'll cook a turkey?
I'm going
or a turducken, perhaps.
Oh, that would be good. I was going to do the pumpkin cauliflower thing, but now Dana's going to do it, so I guess I won't make that.
Is she going to your house?
No. She actually has better places to go.
Well, thank you. Kathy, tell us what is on tap for today's show.
Well, Melinda, like you said, we'll be taking your calls regarding most important ways to market your business next year, and CJ will give us some great news about job perks beginning to reappear in the workplace. That's great news. Our research guru, Larry, will provide some fascinating facts from ASI's corporate gift-giving study. I'm going to tell you, don't get embarrassed, CJ, but I'm going to tell you how bra sales are great predictors of hot holiday sales season.
I am embarrassed.
Really hot holidays.
He's blushing. And Dana will share how travel agents are making a comeback. Plus, stick around as we unveil our favorite things for the week and take some hollaback line calls. But first, the news from Tuckahoe with Andy Cohen.
What's going on in Tuckahoe, Andy?
All right. Thanks, guys. We begin this morning with product safety news. Painted glasses are again in the news after an AP investigation turned up promotional glasses from Disney with elevated lead and cadmium levels. The CPSC announced that it has launched an investigation into the glasses after classifying the items as children's products. Disney sold these promotional glasses in its flagship Burbank, California store, and the company claims the items are primarily intended for adult collectors. Check out Promogram today for more details. Industry financial news now. Counselor Top 40 distributor Proforma announced record results in its third quarter of 2010. The company generated $84 million in sales in the quarter, a 15% increase over 2009, and it recorded more than 110,000 orders in the period. On to small business news. U.S. Senator Max Baucus introduced legislation last week to repeal new 1099 reporting rules. The rules, which would begin in 2012, were passed as part of the health care reform bill and would force businesses to file 1099 tax forms for any vendor payments of more than $600. The bill is expected to be voted on before the end of the year, and its passage would repeal the measure entirely. Plus, in Promogram today, make sure to check out the latest episodes of Industry Update, our news weekly video series, and The Joe Show. Guys, it is a jam-packed Thanksgiving week video edition of Promogram.
Wow.
Awesome.
That sounds very exciting. All right, Andy, go cook that turkey or go thaw that turkey.
I'm gonna go, you know, thaw it in the microwave or something. It probably won't be too good, right?
Oh, no.
All right, guys.
I see salmonella in your future. All right, thanks, Andy. We got a call. We're going to take on our famous Holla Back line. If you call in to 215-953-4977, anytime, 24/7, Larry, 24/7, you can give us your comments. And we've got a comment this morning.
Hey, this is Jeff. I'm listening to your ASI radio program on how to deal with angry customers. I think it's very enlightening. Thank you for putting it on your ASI radio program. Keep up the good work. Bye-bye.
Wow, short but sweet. We like Jeff.
Yeah.
That's good. All right, well, you can call us even on Thanksgiving Day. The Holla Back line is open this year, 215-953-4977, and tell us what's on your mind.
Drunk calls probably on Thanksgiving
Day.
Hey,
we'll take any and all calls, and maybe we'll play them on the radio next week. Speaking of calls, we're going to take your calls right now, 215-953-4979. Call us with any marketing questions you have, and we'll give you a $25 Visa gift card if we put you on the air. And, guys, I'm going to go out on a limb. And if anyone wants to call in and make their best turkey sound, their best turkey gobble gobble, and we put them on the air, I will give them a $25 gift card too. And you know that I'm very discerning when it comes to gobble.
Yeah, please don't do it.
Maybe at the end of the show. Anyway, so give us a call. We already have some callers online too. We have Katrina. Good morning, Katrina.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good. What's your question?
Well, I'm a small distributor, and for next year, 2011, I really want to start with a really good marketing push for my company so that I can get more clients. And I was wondering if you guys have any advice on the most effective ways that I could do that.
I'm sure we've got lots of advice. Now, I would suggest a multi-tiered direct mail campaign to start off the year. And Kathy, what do we always include in our direct mail campaigns?
Calendars, magnets.
Yes, promotional products.
Yes.
What are some ideas you've seen, Kathy?
Well, like I said, calendars and magnets are great. Also, you can send USB drives or go around to your neighborhood businesses and hand out some USB drives that they could use for various things, but also with your company information all included inside. So when they put it
into
the computer.
And case studies. Case studies are awesome.
Yeah, they're big.
What are the three great things you did for clients this year? Write them out in a case study and put those on a USB stick.
Yeah, that's perfect.
I'd also say that there's a lot of companies that want to do their big marketing push at the beginning of the year.
Yep.
So if you send something out, do it on a schedule. Say, like, there's going to be more things coming throughout the year, so the customer will expect that, and then they're not getting this one thing right at the beginning of the year and forgetting about it.
That's a great idea, CJ. And I would suggest also to make the products that go with it and the theme seasonal. Like CJ said, to send it throughout the year, but make it seasonal, like spring into business or whatever, you know, and send seed packets, something like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Earth Day is coming up in the spring, April or May?
Earth Day's April. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, send some eco-friendly products.
The other thing is, if you're planning on going to any shows, I know there's a lot of great shows in the first quarter of the year. A lot of distributors are now bringing their little flip videos, taking videos of some really cool products they see at the shows and sending them right over to clients saying,
yeah,
hey,
that's a great idea.
You know, I had you in mind. I wanted you to see this.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a way to really position yourself, I think, in an edgier way as someone who's really on top of the trends. Larry, I know you just completed the Ad Specialties Impression Study.
Mm-hmm.
What are some products that you think would be worth including in a direct mail campaign or something like that?
I think anything you can do to get a response back, offering something a little more valuable, I think, to say, if you'll just contact me, we can offer you an electronics item, for example, for new product. Now, you're not going to just send those out to anybody, but if you have something like a good MP3 player, or even if you want to kick that up and have an iPod and have someone respond back to you, you can get their attention that way, and it gives you a reason to contact them, and if they look like a promising prospect, go out to lunch or have a meeting, something like that, and you've gotten their attention that way, and it'll stand out from all the other things that they get.
So a little incentive.
I
like that.
Bribe them.
Yes, very nice. We call it incentives. All right, well, I hope that gives you some great ideas, Katrina. Stay on the line for your Visa gift card.
Thank you.
And it's not too late to call us at 215-953-4979. We have another caller on line 3. Good morning, Allison.
Hi, good morning, everybody.
Hi, what's your question, Allison?
Well, I'm a small distributor, too, like your previous caller, and I'm just wondering, how should I start 2011? You know, should it be a self-promo campaign? Should I go to a show? Should I kind of beef up my online marketing presence? I'm just wondering if you guys think I should do it all or just focus in on one area.
All of the above, I would say.
Right? All of the above, Kathy
says.
Yeah,
it's a great at marketing campaign. Like Melinda was saying before, there's some great shows at the beginning of the year to get you started, get your wheels turning, bring your flip video camera, and tape some great products for your clients. And also put that flip video into maybe an e-newsletter, bi-weekly e-newsletter or something like that, where you can include supplier specials and send them out to your clients or your prospect list.
I'll say also, though, I mean, you want to do everything, but you can pick and choose what you make a major push in. You don't have to go to every trade show. You don't have to do a major marketing thing and a major online thing. Pick one that you really want to be the center of your promotion, and then fit in everything else around that, I would say.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea. All right. Well, good luck, Allison, and stay on the line for your Visa gift card. Thanks for calling us today. We had a Facebook question. Sophie Hudson says, help with an exclamation mark. She said she just signed up today to hold the monthly membership mixer for our local Chamber of Commerce in 3 weeks. The main reason people go there is for networking and food and wine. We are new in town and want to make sure it goes with a blast. What ideas do you have to showcase our products and help people network? And Sophie seems very desperate. She even says, feel free to call me with ideas. So what do we have for Sophie? She's holding this mixer. And what can she do to show off her company? Any ideas, guys?
She's holding the mixer, or she's going to a Chamber of Commerce mixer?
It looks like she signed up to hold the mixer for our local Chamber of Commerce. And she wants to showcase her new products there and help people. So she's putting it together.
Well, I would say, like, have a little tabletop show there of her own, of some great products, logoed products that she's done for other clients. And maybe even, like you said, have a portfolio of some great case studies that they can also look for that are available for them to look through.
And Kathy was talking about earlier about themes. And so, you know, maybe pick a theme and really center the whole event around it, not just, you know, we're new in town or here we are. Just pick something clever. And then center everything around that. Get some specific products. You know, it could be even like a little like wine thing, like a little wine and dine thing. Could add some wine glasses. Mm-hmm. Do some wine stoppers. Things like that too.
So you could do like a toast to 2011 and have
that's great.
Some kind of champagne or engraved glasses. Or we help businesses grow, like you said, and do some kind of thing with eco-friendly products or things like that.
I think food items is a good idea to go with this too. It is the season where everybody's having food items, and you can have cookies or something with your logo put on them.
Yep.
And put them all over the place.
That's
and
great.
They're
going to
be very well received.
Larry's making us hungry, by the way.
Yeah, I'm starving.
You know what else is good is a pumpkin casserole.
With cauliflower. Give one of those to everyone in a logoed casserole dish.
Very popular.
Get to work, Danny. Get to work.
I think food's great. And if you do give food, I would recommend also giving them something on the way out that they can keep, you know, a magnet or something like that with your information on it. All good ideas. All right. Well, Sophie, I hope that helps you. And we'll be give us your contact info, and we'll be sending you a Visa gift card. And on line one, we have Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. Happy Turkey Day.
Happy Turkey Day to you. Bob, are you calling with a marketing question, or are you going to give us your favorite turkey sound?
No, I'm going to gobble turkey, not sound like a turkey.
Okay.
That doesn't stop us.
But I was just following your conversation about the mixer.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to several where they used a deck of cards. Mm-hmm. You'd walk in the door and you'd get a card and you'd have to find the match.
Mm.
And so you have to mix around. But I thought, since we're in the business, she could use custom cards by Jamaico or somebody and put her name on every single card that every single person gets.
Well, that's a great way. And that's a great way to also build it into the whole networking.
Right.
I like that.
And, of course, the follow-up would be is if somebody wants to contact her about anything, she'll make an appointment and bring them a free gift. And guess what it is? A full deck of cards, because she can handle all their needs, you know.
Oh, that's great. Oh, that's good. Well, thanks, Bob, for the idea. We like it.
That's the best I could do on the spur of the moment.
That was good. We're impressed. Good. Stay on the line for your Visa gift card, and thanks for calling. You know, that reminds me of the ASI Power Summit. Dana recently put together a speed work networking session there, and we had cards on every table that had questions that people could ask each other as they stop at each little station to speed network.
Right.
And those were, you know, those could be logoed on the back and be something that people kept as well. Dana, I think that was the highest rated
It was, session. 2 years in a row, actually.
The highest rated session at the Power Summit.
And the really nice thing about it, too, is that you can really customize the questions to fit your audience, and you can have a full deck of them, you can have just a couple of them, but it really engages people to meet a group at very quickly.
Yeah, people love that event. And, you know, what is it? They get 3 minutes to sit at each table, and then we ring a bell, and they go on to the next one. And it's a mix of funny questions, like if you had a superpower, what would it be, to serious things, like, you know, what is your biggest challenge this year? It's definitely a good idea to get
You always
talking.
Have to inject fun into any kind of thing you do.
You do?
Yes.
I'm all about fun.
That's right.
All right, we're going to pause right now for a message from today's show sponsor, I Promote You. When we return, CJ is going to give us some very good news.
This portion of ASI Radio is sponsored by I Promote You. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with I Promote You today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. I Promote You, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities at ipromoteyou.com.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where if you call us in the next 10 minutes or so at 215-953-4979, and give us your best turkey gobble, we will give you a $25 gift card. How about that?
I want to hear
only that. Only today. We're only offering this today. In the meanwhile, CJ, you've got some good news that I think people will want to hear.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, no surprise that with the the way the economy was, that there weren't that many jobs available, let alone then job perks for the employees that were still there. So, but in the past year, at the end of this year, it seems like those job perks are coming back. There's one study that said that businesses were cutting job perks about 20% in the second quarter, but in the third quarter, 16%. So it seems like, you know, more businesses are reinstituting those job perks. There's a USA Today article that talked about Covanta Energy, which is a renewable energy company that provide the holiday luncheon. A lot of companies really dial down their holiday luncheon efforts. And so, you know, certain job perks are definitely coming back. Year-end bonuses are back up 5% higher than it was in 2009. And then also the holiday-related treats, turkeys for Thanksgiving, pies for Christmas, and then other things like retail gift certificates and year-end parties. I think they're all coming back in vogue now.
They are coming back. And kind of to piggyback on that, Larry, our director of research, just did a study with InBuyers on what they're giving away as corporate gifts this year. So, Larry, why don't you tell us more about that? I think there's some good news there as well.
There is some good news. Just a little background on it. We did a study of 300 end buyers, and we asked them about corporate gifts for this year, what they're going to do, and then what they think they're going to do for all of next year. And we came up with some very encouraging results.
And we asked them about employees and clients.
And we asked them, right. We asked them about what they're going to do for their employees, and then separately, how about their clients or their prospects? And I think one of the things we saw, which CJ was alluding to, is the most common thing this year for employees is financial gifts. And that's a good thing. In the past, they got a pink slip. So I think we're certainly
much better.
Would you rather have a financial gift or a pink slip?
Yeah, exactly. It's your choice behind door number one. Interestingly, gift cards are more popular than regular bonuses. And I think there's a reason for that. And that is a gift card is more tangible. You can imprint it. So the employee is getting actually something in a box as opposed to like a debit in their checking account, which kind of goes in and you don't notice it.
And this way you can show it off. Wow,
and you can show
boss.
It off. Right. One step better than the Jelly of the Month Club. But I think that it gives you something extra there. The tangible part of it that a check doesn't have. So we saw that 40% of our respondents are giving away gift cards as opposed to about 30% of bonuses. And I think that's great. On the other side, to their customers, we saw that apparel and food gifts are very important. And interesting, today we've been talking about food gifts and gift cards too. Food and beverages is the most commonly cited client prospect
and they'd
gift.
Be gift cards for clients. So
right.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Gift cards for employees, but not clients.
Right. You don't want to, you're not giving money to your prospects so much. You want to give them something where they can see your logo and remind you about the relationship that you either have or could have going forward. And food gifts continue to be very popular. And it'll be interesting to see next year what we get out of that, because this is the first year of the study. Some of the other things that I think we're seeing is that employers invest more in employee gifts than client or prospect gifts, which I thought was terrific. And I would
that
have
is.
Thought maybe the other way around. In fact, the average amount that a company offers an employee is $36, but a prospect, it's $10 less. It's $26. So it shows a commitment there to the employee and not just giving it lip service.
So that ties into what CJ was saying, and people are, I think, realizing that they need to value, you know, and show their employees how much they
absolutely
care about them.
Yeah. Well, good employees are your best asset, and you're not going to get good clients unless you have good people working for you.
Absolutely. Larry, what were some of the other items that were popular? I think calendars rated high on the list, too, for client gifts. Is that right?
Yes. Calendars was the third most popular gift at this time of year. I mean, it makes sense because you get the message up there throughout the year, and people are going to use the calendars now. So obviously a big time of year for those. I think something else we saw that was great is most employers plan to decorate the items with their company's logo as opposed to just saying, here's the item. Whatever it is, they'll take the extra step and get it imprinted, which is obviously what our industry is all about. And they want to get the added value of reinforcing their company brand to their, not only their employees, but to their prospects. So I think that's wonderful too.
That's great news in the area of gift giving, and there's still a month left to sell corporate
and there's
gifts.
Still
that's
a month
even
left.
Better news.
And you know what? Corporate gifts are all year round too. Think about anniversaries and when companies merge and things like that.
Absolutely. In fact, Advantages, I believe, in their gift giving issue, just did a story about different, you know, holidays and things
right.
all year round that you could do, and
right.
there were some unique ideas in there.
Yeah, there's always a unique idea. So, yeah, like, seize upon those unique opportunities because, like CJ mentioned before, everybody's giving gifts right now.
Right.
Which is good.
Sure.
But stand out all year round by giving smaller gifts.
All right. Well, good ideas. We have Curtis on line one. I'm told that he is not going to make a turkey gobble.
Oh.
But I think he has some other comments for us. Hi, Curtis.
No turkey gobble, but I did have a comment for the lady with the mixer. I thought about a little black jotter pad, and on that she could brand her distributor name and put my little black book of chamber connections.
Oh, ooh. That's great.
I like that a lot.
Yeah,
and that's
a great idea.
I know that journals and notebooks are something that are in our ad impression study or something that are kept as well.
Mm-hmm.
People hold on to those. Well, a great idea, Curtis. Thanks for calling in, and stay on the line for your Visa gift card. Have
Thank
a happy
you.
Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Well, we have something very exciting happening on the show next Tuesday. Dana, who's going to be our special guest?
Well, the former First Lady, Laura Bush, is going to be joining us live on ASI Radio next week. She is actually our keynote for the ASI Dallas show, as well as the host of the ASI Women's Summit.
Which is also
Dallas.
In Dallas.
Yes.
That's awesome.
So Pepco is our sponsor for the keynote, and we have three sponsors for the Women's Summit: Fields Manufacturing, J. Charles Crystal Works, and Logo Mats. And Ms. Bush will actually be talking on a variety of topics with us next week, basically covering her various causes, why they are so important to her and close to heart, as well as her experiences in the White House and as well as what she has done with her causes after the White House.
Yeah, I know she's just written that book just a few months ago, Spoken from the Heart, which is really revealing and has some great insights into all the work she's done and also how she's transitioning, like you said, from the White House. And she's going to open herself up to questions next week, so that's very exciting. I can't wait for the Women's Summit, personally. You know, it's a small, intimate event. People actually get to mingle at a cocktail hour with Laura Bush and then hear what she has to say. So I think that and the keynote are going to be can't-miss events for Dallas.
Definitely.
All right. We are going to pause for a message from ESP, and when we return, CJ is going to talk about America's hottest brands.
Attention suppliers, are your products updated in ESP and ready for the new year? Now's the time to send ASI's ESP classifying department your catalog so they can update your information in our system before show season. If your catalog PDF is ready for the printer, it's ready to send to us. Email it today to espupdate@asicentral.com or call 215-953-4377 with any questions. Remember, distributors are looking for your up-to-date information in ESP after they attend the show, so don't miss out on sales because of outdated product information on ESP.
We're back with ASI's Tuesday Morning Show. CJ Minica, have you started your holiday shopping yet?
I have, actually.
You have?
Yeah, well,
all right,
it's Hanukkah shopping, too, so it's a little earlier than normal.
Well, Hanukkah is next week.
I know, and I'm scrambling to get done in
yes,
time.
Yes, I bet you are. That's a tough one. Tell us then, you obviously know what's hot for the holidays.
Mm-hmm. And I'll talk a little bit about the trends and then a couple brands that are big this holiday.
Okay.
One trend, and actually a lot of these are all online, is flash sales. So, you know, a company wants to advertise on Twitter or Facebook, you know, 10% off in the next hour for a product. There's been a lot of those. Another thing is also tying promotions to Facebook. Like, for example, Walmart had a promotion where if they got 5,000 likes on Facebook, then they unlocked an 18% off deal on a plasma TV. So a lot of companies are doing that. I guess bribery, right? But they're getting a lot of Facebook traffic that way. Another thing is just merging online and offline rewards. So for example, Kohl's has a deal. If you buy $50 worth of stuff, get $10 in the store. You can also redeem that online as well. So a lot of online push with retailers this holiday season. And just name a couple brands that are pretty hot this holiday season. Droid is one of them, the counterpart to the iPhone. It's gotten a lot of customers interested in it. Another one is Old Spice, of course, the man on the horse.
Old Spice is popular?
Yeah.
Wow.
Other ones, Redbox, Glee. I know you guys are all Gleeks,
I
right?
love Glee. We are Gleeks.
Larry, you want to chime in on that?
Are you Larry's a Gleek, Larry?
Head Gleek.
I got tired of Glee. I did. I watched it, and it's too long.
It's too long?
It should be half an hour.
Oh, no.
No, I get sick of it after
that. Would only be half as many show tunes.
Yeah. And a couple industry companies, actually, who are on this list include ThinkGeek. Of course, the guitar shirt and the M&M's, because their pretzel M&M's are very popular right now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's great. All right. Well, thank you. You know, I've also been seeing, at least my kids are all talking about that Kinect.
I what's that called?
The Xbox thing?
Xbox, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to be better than the Wii. Wii, because you don't need the
controller.
Remote. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
All right. Well, those are the hot brands and holiday gifts this year. Kat, tell us about your bra.
Well, it's not my bra. but you don't have to go to spreadsheets to get a handle on how this year's holiday shopping season is going, Melinda. Just keep an eye on the sales of push-up bras.
Why is that?
Well, retail analyst John Morris says that if we see brisk sales of the miraculous bras at Victoria's Secret, it's a good indicator of an upward trend. Okay? Oh. So to speak. But
so if people are only, like, wearing push-up bras when the economy is good?
Well, if women buy these high-priced bras,
they are
what
very expensive.
Yeah,
not that I would know, but
they're very high-priced. Actually, $49.50 to $250, or $2 million for the jewel-encrusted one, which is what Mark's going to get you. He told me.
Absolutely.
Anyway, if women buy these high-priced bras and other things for themselves, they're probably willing to buy other things for themselves too, and that would be a shift from the last two holiday seasons, which everybody was thinking about the basics and just providing for others.
And they were all flat-tested, apparently.
Yeah, that's why you didn't see so many voluptuous women last year. But anyway, that signifies that people are ready to spend their money on kind of frivolous things.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, it's kind of a luxury item, I guess, if you're going to spend that much for a bra.
Right, mm-hmm. And also the restaurant industry is ticking upward, too. So that's a sign that families are more willing to spend their money on eating out this year than they were in years past when they were all saving and cooking their own dinners like CJ.
Combining those two, interestingly, Hooters is doing very well because of the push-up bra and the restaurant. It's amazing.
Yeah. All right. So good bra sales means we're going to have a good holiday season.
That's great.
That's great. All right. Dana, a lot of people are thinking as the weather gets cold about going on vacation. And apparently travel agents are making a comeback. That's kind of interesting.
It is, actually. How many have decided to go back to travel agents? Do you normally book your travel online?
No, we always book it through a travel
through
agent.
Work, we have it. Oh, you go through a travel agent.
Yeah, Steve.
Joe Haley does too. Well, I always book online because I like to try to get the best.
Have the options.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Yeah, definitely.
You're putting travel agents out of business.
All right, let Dana talk.
Okay, so basically, Forrester's put a survey out and found that 28% of leisure travels who book their trips online said that they'd be interested in going back to a traditional travel agent. And so the thought behind that is that people are tired of trying to search for the best deal online because there's so many options out there. But also, given not necessarily tragedies, but
go ahead.
A little tongue tied today. They want to find the best rates and upgrade perks that are available to travel agents more than just if you book online yourself. There's also been a lot of risk out there too, as far as with the ash cloud in Ireland,
right,
and
right.
So everybody who exactly they want to be protected. They want if you book with a travel agent, they're more apt to find hotels and the first flight out to get back to your destination.
So they can help you when things go wrong as right. opposed to you being on your own, which I've worried about before. You know, mm-hmm. when I book through some of those other sites, I don't feel like anyone's going to help me if I
right.
need it. So.
And the good news for distributors is that travel agents need your help to get the word out that they're available for all this help, so like they can send logoed luggage tags and things like that.
Exactly.
All right, well, we have just enough time for each of you to tell us your favorite product of the week. Kathy, go.
Okay, mine is the Team Hoodie Backpack Tote from Leeds, ASI 66887, and this is perfect for schools and team fundraisers as well as giveaways at minor league sports games. Looks like a team hoodie, and it's really cute, and kids would eat this up. So if you're interested, call 866-533-3724.
All right, we're going to put that up on all these products on our website at asicentral.com/radio. Larry, what's your favorite product?
My favorite product today is from Advantage Line, ASI 31570 Custom Action Figures.
Ooh!
You can get a unique head sculpt. You can get these in 4, 5, or 6 inches and unique clothing and painting and so forth, and absolutely nobody else will be giving them out.
Yeah. Now, tell me that you're going to order one of yourself.
I've ordered several.
Super Larry.
Super, yeah.
They're all over his office.
Super research guy.
Yeah. Research man will be.
Research man's very popular,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah. High resale value. Look for that on eBay. That'll be very, very big. Very
fantastic. Big. Dana, what's your favorite product of the week?
Mine is the Hilo ceramic mug that comes with a matching spoon that fits into the handle of it. It's Ooh. Actually a staple thing that you have in the wintertime. But it's perfect for when you have soup and you want to get those last drops out of the bottom, or if you have tea and want to stir it up. It's really, really neat. It's sleek black on the outside, and it has a really vibrant interior color that you can mix and match.
And cocoa with marshmallows would be good for that, too.
Definitely.
CJ, what's your favorite product?
So I chose the Hoodie Buddy from Sunscope. And it's actually,
Ooh,
it's a hoodie sweatshirt.
Buddy.
Yeah, but it plays MP3 players. The drawstrings actually have headphones that you can listen to your iPod or iPhone with. And the best thing is that it's machine washable, so you don't have to worry about ruining it when you put it into the washer.
Yeah, my son has one of those.
That would
he
make a great
it.
Holiday gift, for sure.
It's really,
hoodie
it's really neat product.
I like that. All right. Thanks very much, guys. We are out of time. Thanks very much for today's show sponsor, iPromoteYou. Sure to tune in next week when we're going to have Laura.